Drink Up, Karen Holmes, Series Editor Bob Hastings. Chapter 1. Thirst. Our bodies need a lot of water. We can live without food for up to 8 weeks. We can only live without water for 3 to 5 days. It's 7 in the morning. You wake up, but you're tired. You need a drink because you feel thirsty. What drink do you want? Milk? Water? Orange juice? Tea? Coffee? In bed at night, you sweat, and your body loses water and salts. Many morning drinks put the water and salts into your body again. Now you have energy for the day. Water is a very important liquid. It is 60% of our bodies and 70% of our brains. We need about 8 glasses of water every day. How many glasses do you drink? Do you play a lot of sports? Then you're going to need to drink a lot more liquids. Sports people sweat a lot. When you sweat, your body loses liquid and salt. There are special energy drinks for sports people. These drinks put liquid and salt back into your body. There is water in drinks, of course. Cow's milk is about 87% water. But there is water in many fruits and vegetables, too. Do you know how much of a tomato is water? A. 35%, B. 52%, C. 93%. The answer is C. 93%. Chapter 2. Water, the most important drink. Water is good for you, but can it make your life longer? Juan Ponce de Leon, 1460 to 1521, wanted a very long life. He heard stories about a fountain of youth on an island far away. The stories said that water from this fountain was good for people. They drank it and stayed young for a long time. Ponce de Leon didn't find the fountain. He found Florida in the USA. And he didn't live for a very long time. He died at the age of 61. There is no fountain of youth. Water can't help us to live for hundreds of years, but it is very important for our health. Americans use about 650 liters of water every day. They drink it and wash with it. They clean their houses and cars with it. But many people in the world can only use less than 20 liters of water a day. In some countries, more than 10% of the people can't get any clean drinking water. Their water is unhealthy, and they can get sick if they drink it. Many of these people die because of unclean water. Every year, there are many millions of new babies. They need water to live. There is a lot of water in the world, but it is salt water. We can't drink it. Less than 1% of the world's water is okay to drink. Where is the water for these new babies going to come from? This is a big problem. There's another important drink for young animals and people, milk. Milk is food for babies. All baby mammals, animals like cows, sheep, horses, cats, dogs, drink milk from their mothers. It makes them strong and healthy. People are mammals too. We drink milk for about 6 months before we can eat food. Some animals drink milk for a very long time. Baby elephants can drink 11.4 liters of milk a day for about 2 years. Do you like milk? It's a popular drink, and it's good for our bones and teeth. Most milk in the supermarket comes from cows on farms. We drink it and make it into butter and cheese, too. Not all people like cow's milk. It makes some people sick. In some parts of Asia and Africa, milk is not a popular drink. But people can get a kind of milk from plants like rice, soybeans, and coconuts. This milk is very good for you, too. Do you know how much milk can a cow give every day? A. 5 to 7 liters. B. 12 to 14 liters. C. 18 to 20 liters. The answer is C. 18 to 20 liters. Chapter 3. Hot drinks. Put some tea in a cup with some hot water. Wait 1 or 2 minutes. Watch the water. It is changing color. You are brewing a cup of tea. Many people like tea and coffee because of the caffeine in these drinks. Caffeine wakes us up and gives us energy. Tea is a favorite drink in every country in the world. Fiona is English. She drinks tea from India. Some years ago in England, afternoon tea was popular. This was a small meal between lunch and dinner. People drank cups of tea and ate cakes and small sandwiches. Most people don't have time for afternoon tea today. Aiko lives in Japan. She likes green tea. Green tea is a healthy drink. Some days she makes tea for her mother and father. Many people in Japan and other parts of Asia drink 3 to 5 cups of green tea a day. They also eat green tea ice cream. Green tea is more and more popular in other parts of the world now, too. Yuba is a boy from Morocco. He likes mint tea. Moroccan mint tea is made with mint, green tea, and lots of sugar. Yuba brews it for about 5 minutes. People in Morocco drink mint tea at meals and other times of the day. The first tea came from China. It was very expensive. Now, tea plants grow in many countries. India and some countries in Africa, Kenya, Malawi, and Zimbabwe, sell a lot of tea. You can find it in every supermarket. We can all drink tea now because it is not expensive. In the United States, people love coffee. More than 50% of Americans drink it every day. Coffee first started in East Africa, in today's Ethiopia, hundreds of years ago. Now, coffee plants grow in more than 50 countries. Brazil, Indonesia, and Mexico sell a lot of coffee. Do you know, about how much does the average American pay for coffee a year? A. $1,090. B. $190. C. $90. The answer is A. $1,090. We can brew hot drinks with many different plants and fruits. In Mexico, they make a drink with water and the toloache plant. Many people like this drink because of stories that say it is a love potion, a special drink to bring love. Does it work? We don't know, but too much toloache can make you very sick. In stories, witches often make special drinks called potions. A witch's potion can make you happy or sad, sick or well. Some of these potions are good for you. Others are very bad for you. But that's true for all drinks, not only the potions in stories. Chapter 4. Unusual Drinks. Travel around the world and you can find many unusual drinks. In the United Kingdom, people make a drink from water, sugar, and the flowers of the elder tree. This unusual drink is good for your health. Do people in your country make drinks from flowers? The drinks from some countries are very unusual. In Southeast Asia, they make drinks from different parts of snakes and snake blood. In Tibet, they like tea with butter. And in Peru, they make a drink from frogs. Some people think this frog drink gives them energy. Bubble tea is very popular in Taiwan. This is tea with fruit or milk and small tapioca balls. Now some Americans like this drink too. There are bubble tea cafes in many cities in the United States. Dr. Brown first made celery soda in New York in the USA in 1868. People still drink it. In Japan, they make special summer Pepsi drinks. In 2007, they made ice cucumber Pepsi. This light green soda tastes like cucumbers. In 2012, they made salty watermelon Pepsi. Many people in Japan eat watermelon in the summer. They put salt on it. Many Japanese people enjoy this red soda. It tastes like one of their favorite foods. There are some unusual drinks in popular stories. In Romania, there is a story about a vampire, Dracula. He drank blood from young women. Today, True Blood is a popular drink in the United States. But don't worry, it's not really blood. It's only a red soda. People in Japan don't eat much cheese, but they like a liquid cheese drink called Needs. You can drink it or put it on your salad and eat it. Do you eat soup or do you drink it? Is soup a drink or a food? It's both. Some soups have vegetables, meat, or fish in them. Others are only liquid. So you can eat some soups and drink others. Soup is very good for you. We often give chicken soup to sick people. Garlic soup is really good for you because garlic stops colds. In stories, garlic stops vampires too. Have some garlic soup, and vampires can't drink your blood. Chapter 5. What do you think? Water is good for us, but many of us don't drink water. We drink soda. The average American drinks about 597 sodas a year, and there are more than 300 million people in the United States. That's a lot of soda. Some sodas have a lot of sugar in them, and this is bad for people. It can make them overweight, and it's not good for their teeth and bones. Sodas are very popular, and you can buy them in many places. How can we stop people from drinking too much soda? Some schools in the United States can't sell sodas to their students at lunchtime. The schools sell water, fruit juice, and sports drinks. A school in the U.S. state of Utah had to pay a $15,000 fine because there were sodas in one of their vending machines at lunchtime. In most schools, students can buy sodas and also chocolate in vending machines. Chocolate has a lot of sugar, and it's bad for your teeth, too. What do you think? Do you think it's okay to have soda and chocolate in school vending machines?